2 minutes, our daily reminder.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Those that probably just weren't loved enough. Why we can't have nice things starts as with this little fella. 20 years old, and I guess he either goes by the name Gator or Outlaw. We'll let him speak for himself.
Right. So, now there's a reason why a bunch of my friends call me Gator.
Gator.
Or Outlaw.
Or Outlaw.
One, because I have Outlaw tattooed on my back, and I will always be one, because I do not like cops, and I hate laws.
Mm.
I do not listen to them. I'm a standing outlaw. If you tell me to do one thing, I'm going to do the other. I am 20 years old. I've never listened to rules. I ain't going to start now. Y'all have a good rest of y'all day.
That is Gator, sometimes known as Outlaw.
He's 20 years old. I mean, he's got this figured out, KB.
Yeah, but I think he speaks a little more truth than Jennifer Aniston's new boyfriend.
Yeah. Repeat after me.
No.
Sorry. I am confident everything is unfolding in divine timing. What is meant for me will come to me.
Well, he is a life coach.
As long as your name is Gator.
Yeah, have a good rest of y'all day.
You too, there, buddy. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. Two words you never want to hear in any situation, much less in Philadelphia. Garbage strike.
Hey.
It's happening. The union and officials cannot agree, so there's been no pickup for days and days and days, which is probably a little extra stinky after the holiday weekend. There's no clear timeline for any of this to end. Trash is now all over the streets and sidewalks. And I think I speak for everyone when they say they're hoping that talks will resume soon.
Yeah, I hear it's starting to look like Philadelphia. Yuck. Well, let's stay on the sewage kick. Yesterday, you remember back last year on the Summer Olympics?
Mm-hmm.
And it was in Paris. In the river, first of all, we all learned it was pronounced the river Seine.
Oh.
Yeah. Thought it was Seine for years, but other way. Oh, but either which way, the river there, Seine or Seine, in Paris. Finally, this past weekend, the century-year-old ban, because it was so disgusting to swim in the river that runs right through Paris, the ban was lifted for the first time in over a century. So Parisians jumped in and swam. Until later that day when it was officially re-banned and closed yet again due to E. coli tests. And the last. Even lasted a day.
So there's a lot of things that you can steal in life. A clown with huge red shoes is an interesting choice. The Ronald McDonald statue that once stood proud at the location in Nesquehoning, Pennsylvania, was stolen by someone in a black SUV. No one seems to know where it went. The GM now pleading for Ronald's safe return, and apparently treasured belonging to the owner of said golden arches.
Well, it's obviously the Hamburglar. I mean, let's go to SoCo and San Bernardino there on the 215 freeway, where an apparent road rage incident yesterday resulted in heavy delays. It was right before 7 a.m. rush hour. Drivers of a van and a car got out of their vehicles because the van cut the car off and everybody was angry. And then they were, they had a brief lockup with fenders there and then finally stopped on the highway where they started fist fighting. And instead of exchanging, information and insurance papers and the like, the driver of the van, who really instigated all of this, evidently jumped in his van, drove away, after taking the other driver's keys with him. That's a bold move there, Outlaw.
Dear.
Yeah, so it took a while for them to get a tow truck to move then the car off the freeway. That, Gator, is how you be an outlaw.
Yeah, have a good rest of y'all. Dum, 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 dum.
It's snakes on a plane. Almost. Underwear edition. Well, a man from Sri Lanka was popped going through the Bangkok airport. Not for any shoe issues like we were discussing earlier this morning. Mm-mm. Security was shocked to find three pythons in his chonies. promptly sent him to the slammer. For moving wildlife from one place to another, he could now face 4 years in prison.
Great, because of this guy now, we can keep our shoes on, but now we got to take our pants off. Sorry, is that a python, sir? Hey. And then let's finish in a courtroom in Ireland. And a 30-year-old convicted drug dealer named Tony Roll.
Tony Roll.
Oh, the tale of Tony Roll. He was caught selling drugs. That got him in the courtroom. And then while he was in the courtroom, he started selling drugs again. During his own sentencing hearing for selling drugs. Tony Roll was there dealing with a previous drug conviction when he was caught in front of the judge, by the judge, selling drugs to another convict who was also in the courtroom. It's unclear exactly how they were caught. He's had over 100 previous criminal convictions. Well, yeah, with that kind of thing, he won't even let the last one expire.
Dumb, 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 dumb